speaker comes from Sweden and, as she says in her bit of chat at the end, has a mixture of American and English influences on her own accent. What you will notice is the shifting between J at the beginning of Jason to Y. Sometimes she pronounces it as Jason. And this again is to do with the fact that in Swedish the J would be pronounced as Y. Final S's, a little bit like the Norwegian speaker, also remain as an S and aren't voiced as we would do in a more English frame to the Z. The American influence is there in the R's, a little bit of rhoticity, but that's inconsistent as well. TH sometimes also gets substituted with a more D quality, and you'll hear that American creep back in the word futile, which gets pronounced as feudal.
Medea was the infamous princess of the Kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set to that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried on to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Aeolus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle Pelias was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Aeolus. Medea promised the daughters of Pelias that her sorcery would restore his usefulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poisoned crown about Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband Jason. Her thoughtlessness, thirst for revenge, threatened her children's life. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason. Betrayed my own father, my royal line. Ran mad for you, after you to Aeolus, Pelias' palace. More passion than sense. I killed King Pelias to keep you secure. Killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes, the father I betrayed to go with you. To Pelias' daughters? They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you. The hurt those I had no need to hurt for you. And in return, you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband. Lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself. Ruthless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats. So my English accent is a bit of a mix because I am 23 years old from Sweden. And in Sweden, I grew up in Västerås, in and around Stockholm and in Gothenburg. So my Swedish accent is a mix of all those places. And I also grew up with American TV shows and movies because there was not much dubbing going on in those days. So up until my mid-teenage years, my accent was actually quite American. Until I did the Cambridge certificate in advanced English and my teacher preferred the British accent because it was a proper way of speaking. And so I got confused, as you do. And now I've been living in Scotland for about 3 years. So my English accent is a lovely blend of all these places.